Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today we have an important show, one I'm looking forward to because I think it's quite timely. I've seen an increase of patients in my practice who have serious medical problems. And one of the things that I've noticed is that cancer seems to be on the rise. And it's a disease, no matter what type it is, it can be devastating, not only emotionally, but financially. And today, I think we need to have a conversation about options and about being able to not lose control of your financial health and your peace of mind if you unfortunately get diagnosed with a catastrophic disease. And today we're going to speak with somebody who can speak to this personally and who not only has become a victor in this, but also has put together a blog and information that can help other people. So I really applaud him because people tend to go underground and maybe they learn things, they don't share it, but that's not the case with my guest, Mr. Gregory Ciola. And he is just, a survivor and an amazing person. He's published a wide range of health information since the year 2000. He's written numerous books and was the publisher of a powerful cutting-edge health newsletter for 18 years called Crusader. He's also been actively involved in the nutritional supplement industry most of his life. He's now the lead minister and founder of Crossing Jordan Ministries that covers a wide range of health and biblical truth. So he has a wide knowledge, and I think we're going to learn a lot today. And Mr. Ciola, I want to thank you so much for joining me. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Oh, so am I. I'm very appreciative of you having me on the show, Dr. Elena George. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's an absolute honor. My producer delves deep when she finds a person like yourself who just ignites her spirit. It's easy. And I'm glad she found you. Now, I know that you've come to this topic from a personal standpoint. How did you, the supplement industry is pretty broad, but the fact that you actually overcame the healthcare industry and actually are sitting here able to talk and thrive, I'd love for our listeners to kind of learn a little bit more about how you came to this.
Well, I actually, my dad owned a health food store in New York when I was younger. It was one of the first health food stores in upstate New York. And then we moved to Florida in 1987 and we got into sports nutrition. We had a very big line of products back in the early 90s, actually late 80s and early 90s. And then a lot of things happened with that business and I felt more compelled to get into nutrition from a health standpoint. And actually, a lot of things were going on with the food supply in the late 90s that virtually nobody knew about, and that was genetically engineered food. And that's what kind of got me started. I wrote a book about what was happening with GMOs, and then that led me into a newspaper. And so long story short, the newspaper ended up turning into an 18-year newspaper, and I got into all kinds of different health-related issues. I did interviews with a lot of different book authors and health authors that really knew a lot of different things. And so I've had quite an extensive background. That's mainly, the health standpoint. And then, I went through a horrible battle with cancer, which is so crazy for somebody that's been in the health and nutrition industry. You wouldn't think that I went through what I went through. And that's probably going to be a good thing to talk about here on your show as well. So I don't know how much you want me to get into on that with this particular question.
Well, I think to hear your story, because when people get diagnosed, it's like you're completely in a different world and you depend so much on the relationship you have with your physician and their energy and how they approach it and whether they are supportive or dismissive. My mother was diagnosed with cancer way back, and I remember having a conversation with the neurologist. And I'm a physician. I was at the time when this happened. He said, "Oh, she's going to die." Then nothing else, nothing positive. And if I were really, if I didn't have more knowledge, if I was depending on him, I would have been devastated and we would have given up and we would have I mean, that's not how a physician is supposed to act. And she ended up living 7 years quality life and unfortunately passing away of something completely different. So I have a whole different take on how it's approached, spouting statistics, but not listening to the person. So from your standpoint, when you were diagnosed, did the physician, were they supportive? How did they approach it?
Well, I really didn't have a full-time physician that I was actually going to. Being in the nutritional supplement field and everything, I was always trying to take care of my health. I was doing all kinds of good products. I interviewed all kinds of doctors that knew this, that, and the other. And I didn't even really have the greatest health insurance at the time. I wasn't doing the greatest financially. I was struggling a little bit. I had a health insurance policy, but when I got diagnosed with the cancer, that policy wasn't going to cover hardly anything. And so I actually had to wait. I had to get a new policy implemented and wait until January of 2020 for it to go into effect for me to really start going to some other doctors and really get some things done. Mm-hmm. I kind of went into a rut right out of the gate really with this whole thing. It was so weird. The people that I have dealt with, I've been very happy with for the most part. It's a unique experience for sure. You get to see all kinds of things that you never see in life unless you're around it all the time. I heard about cancer. I've seen people that I've known over the years that were people I dealt with through our newspaper and such that passed away. But going through it myself, it was so different, so much that I never knew that I was going to go through. So January, immunotherapy with the type of cancer I had is what the therapy they wanted to use. I didn't know anything about it. I never even really heard of immunotherapy. This whole thing started, it really started in 2016 with just a melanoma on my back. I had it cut off, and then a couple years went by and I had a lump that showed up under my arm and I didn't think anything about it. I never put 2 + 2 together and said, oh, it's cancer related to the melanoma on my back. And so I let almost a whole nother year go by. That's what really caused me problems. Thank God I'm still here. My actual uncle died in 2011 from melanoma. He was up in upstate New York, very well off with the teachers union up there. He was a pretty well-known guy. And I still never really connected all that he went through and connected it to what I've been battling. So it was quite an ordeal. The only thing that happened when I did finally find out, I had to get a biopsy. They tested this tumor that was under my arm. And they said, you have metastatic melanoma. And once that happened, that's when I kind of went into freak mode. I didn't know what was going to happen at that point. And I started talking to everybody I knew that can help me. And there was a cancer clinic here in Orlando. So I went down there to go see the doctor to see what, was available, what they can do. And obviously, they want to do PET scans. They want to talk to you about different options. At that particular time, and even still now, the immunotherapy is the main form of treatment that they're using for melanoma. It's actually been one of the greatest anti-cancer treatments that they've ever had. More people have been saved with melanoma cancer off of the immunotherapy than virtually any other thing. And I'm not a big pro-medicine guy, especially being in the nutritional supplement field and everything. And I can't totally say that that's been the thing that's saved my life, but I've known several people that were so close to death that stuff has helped with. I'm still here. I've been on it now for over a year. So I feel fairly confident that it's done something. Probably asking a bunch of other questions. I don't want to divert from what you really want me to bring out here.
Well, I think everything that you have to say is important. You went through a lot. You have to come to the diagnosis. You have to come to the treatment. And I want to delve in a little bit into the financial side of this, because that's what I think really freaks people out more than anything. Do they have to sacrifice their quality of life to live? What do they have to give up? So let's take our first break and come back. You're living okay. In the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Mr. Gregory Sciola, and he is very knowledgeable about the supplement industry and also as a survivor of cancer, how to navigate the system. I think one of the major things that comes into play is the financial side of it. And I personally think if somebody has a catastrophic illness, money should never be an arbiter of their care. In an article you wrote, I almost died and went bankrupt from your diagnosis. How did you navigate that? I mean, you were in the middle of all these extreme points in your life, getting a diagnosis, having to be able to cover and pay for these are not cheap treatments. How did you navigate that? Because I think that's where people really, they just tune out when they hear that.
Well, when I finally got diagnosed with the metastatic melanoma and I went into freak mode, that's when I was like, man, I don't really know what to do. And the doctor that we went to go see said he really wanted me to get on immunotherapy. And he was ready to start treatment like the next week. And I didn't even have insurance that was going to cover me for that. And I'm like, gosh, I don't know if I can even afford to do that next week. And so it was at the end of the year when they renew all these insurance policies, or if you want the federal policies, you can do that. And so I renewed my insurance policy. And at that point in time, I said, I'm going to wait until January 8th. I said, the holidays were coming up. I didn't want to start and have issues with it. And the policy wasn't going to be in effect until the January of 2020. So I waited, but I probably maybe made a mistake waiting. The money issue is huge. You know, and if somebody couldn't have afforded the insurance that I got that covered a lot of that stuff, mm-hmm. I don't know where they would be either. I've seen a lot of people really going through a lot of troubles with the cancer battle. And even if you have good insurance and have a good policy, and you're maybe even doing well off financially, once you start going through the cancer and you can't work, or this is going on, or you can't, you're going to burn through your money and have all kinds of troubles. Maybe you lose your job. It really does cause a lot of problems. I think it's one of the number one reasons why people are having financial problems if they're going through any type of cancer battle. It's really crazy. So that was something that really opened my eyes with what I went through.
Well, if now in retrospect, I mean, it's you had to figure this out in the midst of it. But what would you advise people as a, you know, you're healthy now? What do you need to look out for? What kind of policy would you recommend? And what backstop can people put into place now just so they don't have to do this when they really, this is not something they want to be thinking about if something catastrophic happens?
Well, I would definitely, if you can afford it, have a good policy. I think the cancer rates are going through the roof right now. There's a lot of side effects that I'm hearing about as well, being in the nutritional supplement business and also being in the health and nutrition field that published a health newspaper. I follow a lot of stories. I'm seeing and hearing about a lot of things that are happening with side effects and issues that people that took that vaccine. And I know this isn't the show to talk about that. That's not what I'm trying to get into. But the fact is, I know I'm hearing that cancer rates are going way up. Having good health insurance, if you can afford it, to cover a lot of issues is important. Also, having life insurance. I had life insurance just because I was pressured when I got married. Oh, have a life insurance policy. Then I bought a house and they made it sound like if anything ever happened to you and to cover your house. I didn't even know that it was just the regular life insurance policy. So I actually bought it. And it was stuff like that that actually helped me financially with the crisis that I went through, because I would have ended up being bankrupt. And I'm not, certainly not out of all my troubles by a long shot, but I'm not where I would have been if I didn't have some of these things in place, thank God. So I would highly recommend anybody get life insurance. The younger you are, the cheaper it is, the better off you're going to be with it. Because a lot of people don't know this, that if you actually get in trouble, you go through cancer, you're diagnosed with stage four melanoma or any other form of cancer that could be life-threatening, you can get life insurance policies sold if you are in trouble like that. That's what I did. I found a book in the hospital when I was going through my battle. And there was a full page ad in there from a company out of Kansas. And it said that that you can sell your life insurance policy if you're going through a crisis like that. So long story short, I reached out to them. I talked to them on the phone. I told them what I was going through. And they gave me the whole story about how there's all kinds of things that can happen to help you get that policy sold. Now, you don't sell it for the value of the policy. But when your life's on the line and you got a family and you're struggling to pay your bills, you're looking at any option you can possibly find that can help you there. And I'm sure there's other options. I don't know everything under the sun. I know there may be some Christian organizations that do some things. I've been going to Moffitt Center for the last year or over a year, and I know that there's been a lot of things that they've done to help people that don't have money. There are hospitals and things that will help people. You know, I wish I actually knew even more, because there's a huge problem. Everything's so expensive. It's unbearable, really, for most people.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And, you know, if one less thing off your plate, you know, you have to, as a family man, I'm sure you're worried about your family. What are they going to do if something happens to you? That just makes the whole healing process extremely complicated. I didn't know that the life insurance policies could be a source of payment. And it sounds from what you're saying, and I think on your blog, you talk about something called a viatical settlement, which I think is referring to using your life insurance policy and taking some cash value out of it. It sounds like there's a way to do it. You don't have to beg for it. It's actually, it's ingrained. It's considered your personal property, right?
It is. It absolutely is. And you could take your insurance policies with life insurance. You can change names on them. You can do all kinds of things. It's actually an asset. A lot of people don't know that. And they just think, well, I'll just wait until I die to, mm-hmm. to do something with that. But that's not really how it happens. And a lot of people aren't aware of that. I wasn't aware of it. I never knew anything about it. And I don't claim to be an expert in it by a long shot, other than I found this company that helped save my life financially with what I went through. I was able, with the kind of cancer I was battling, to sell a policy. My cancer went from my underarm to my brain and turned into a tumor that was the size of a giant egg that was hemorrhaging. I was literally days away from death. It could have happened at any moment because it was so bad. I was having memory issues. I had a splitting headache at one time that was like the worst headache I ever had in my life. I mean, I could have had a hemorrhage stroke, something that could have killed me or eliminated me. I'm still here, thank God. And, you know, having that life insurance policy, going over what I went through with this company, they were able to find somebody that was willing to invest in it, because in their mind, they think, well, this guy's not going to be here long, so we can pay an X amount for the policy, and something happens to him, we get the full value. So for them, it's an investment. And I'm not saying that to sound mm-hmm. like an investor on it, but that's how it goes with those companies. For them, it's just money issues. They think of it as a financial investment. For somebody who's going through a cancer battle like me, that's like, wow, I'm literally struggling. I can't work right now. Not only that, it was going on when the whole COVID crisis hit. So I was going through everything else that happened on top of that. It was a mess. It really was. And I got four sons. And this all happened in the midst of everything that was going on. It was nuts.
Oh, just on the medical side of it, and it's about options. When you have that financial stability, the immune therapy for melanoma is pretty standard, but there are other cancers where it's not, and people would have to pay out of pocket because the insurance may not cover it. I can imagine the freedom that someone would have if they cashed in this type of policy. Then they become a self-pay patient, and that's where the real choice in healthcare is driven from. It's not your insurance company. It's being able to control your financial destiny and having options. If you want to go holistic, for example, where your insurance may not cover it, or you want to leave the country, who knows? But this seems like a very cost-effective way, because the policies aren't that much per month, generally, for the life insurance policy. It's pretty reasonable. And if you don't have to wait, I mean, there's a waiting time, I'm sure, like a few months before it kicks in. But imagine paying $50 or less a month and getting covered for over $100,000, I'm sure, easy. That's really peace of mind, where you're not putting out of a lot of money, but potentially it's value added, isn't it?
Absolutely. Definitely value added. You're referring to the actual policies, right?
Correct. Yeah. When you buy the policies, they're really not crazy expensive at all.
Those policies, unless you aren't doing really well financially and you get the federal help for the policies, they're a fortune. When I was actually doing okay with business, I used to pay about, I don't know, $700 or $800 a month for full coverage for everybody in my family. But then I moved out of state and I couldn't transfer that policy. And then I came back to Florida and to try to get a policy that was similar to that, especially after the whole new health bill went into effect. It was close to $1,500 to $2,000 a month. I mean, that's like a mortgage payment on a house to get life, to get health insurance. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, the health insurance.
That's why I let my policy go. I found another company that actually I found a Christian company that was doing the shared things where you pay a certain amount every month. And if you have a problem, they do it. But every time I went to doctors, they never knew who the company was. They just looked at me weird. And then when I got diagnosed with cancer, I had a different policy that was not, that was a little better than that, but it was still not the greatest. And then I had to really know what I was going to battle and had to go to hospitals and everything else. I wanted coverage that I knew nobody's going to raise a flag and give me problems that was going to cover me. So that's what I have now. It's I'm under the federal policy, which has helped me, thank God. I think a lot of people are struggling with that. You know, if you're poor and you get health insurance, they'll cover you and you don't have to pay a fortune. But if you do anything and you don't even have to be wealthy, but I mean, you're making $100,000 a year, your policy is going to cost you probably, if you have a family, you're going to end up paying $1,500 to $2,000 a month. It's crazy.
Easy.
And how much these policies have gone to.
That's not even talking about out of pocket. So deductibles and co-insurance add up on top of that. So you're just talking about the premiums.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's anything you can do to access a different cat, a different source of financial freedom, then by all means, I mean, this is like the best kept secret. I mean, people even knew about this. So we have to take our second break, but let's do that and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living Solution. We're speaking with Mr. Gregory Ciola. And before the break, I think you did a really great job of giving us a synopsis and a breakdown of financial options out there that I think most people can add in with their health insurance and just gives them a little bit peace of mind. I would also add in something like Aflac, which is these indemnity policies where you can get coverage for a specific ailment like heart disease, stroke, cancer. And there are little riders that you can add on to the policy. And it's no questions. If you get a diagnosis, they just pay you, give you a check to cover whatever that disease process is. So $250,000, whatever the coverage is for a diagnosis. That's another a little pearl that people don't know about. They think about, you know, Aflac being injuries, right? But it's also about disease as well. Now, I know we talked about the financial side, but let's talk about how, what the body, I mean, you know supplements. So what do people need to do to stay healthy? I've been a big proponent of not being acidic because being acidic causes inflammation and it's just this domino effect. Inflammation drives disease. And I know that you've written about alkaline versus acid and how important that is for your system. I wanted to go into the natural side of this now. What does it mean to be, for the listeners, to be alkaline versus acidic, for example?
Well, definitely eating as good as you can, but also one of the biggest things I know with pH balance in the body is minerals. Mineral deficiencies are linked to so many different diseases. I spent a lot of time with that off of my newspaper. Just about everything that's going on, whether it's with diabetes or a lot of the cancers, heart disease, there's vitamins and mineral deficiencies, minerals actually being the most important than anything. A lot of people hear about pH, and I've seen this on different TV shows and stuff, and they try to put it down and they say, well, pH has nothing to do with your health. You know, you can't control it. You can't regulate it. You know, just like your body temperature, it's 98.6 if it goes up or if it goes down, whatever, they think it's all happening without anything you can do. But the reality is, yes, your blood is going to fight to maintain a pH balance. You can't control what your blood's going to do from that standpoint. It's going to do the best that it can to monitor the blood pH levels. If it goes up or down slightly, what happens is your body's going to take these minerals out from organs, glands, tissues, wherever, to bring them into the blood to balance what they need to balance. And so that's why there are so many issues. And that's why with that book, that we were able to link a lot of the different things that have gone on. You know, a lot of the joint degenerations and things like that, it's because you're, over the years, your body's sucking up all the calcium, all the magnesium, all the different electrolytes and minerals from your bones and your different organs and glands, because that's what it needs to bring into the blood to balance your acid diet. You know, look at, you know, how many people are surviving on soda. You know, it's an acid beverage. Okay. So you can drink it and think it's okay, but you drink it every day. Guess what? You're actually causing an acid overrun in your body. It may not show up in your blood because it doesn't necessarily show up in the blood off the bat, but your body's going to show up with mineral deficiencies. And then what happens? Diabetes, type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes can be a problem. A lot of things can be a problem. So we covered a lot of that in that book. I wasn't the main guy that wrote everything in that book. The doctor guy that I worked with for a number of years actually passed away a couple of years ago. It was horrible. And he didn't die from something that I ever expected. But the long story short, he was one of the smartest guys I've ever dealt with. He had great information, and it's been a long battle with pH for a lot of years. People need to wake up and understand that. You know, talking about it from a biblical standpoint, which you mentioned, you know, God formed Adam from the dust of the ground. The dust is all the minerals. You properly translate that and understand what came from that. It's all the minerals that made the body. So you take water and minerals and air, breathe into Adam's breath of life, and he comes to life. So I highly recommend that mineral balancing, minerals in your life are one of the most important things. And even after the cancer battle I've gone through, that is the main thing I focus on as much as I possibly can. I wake up every day, and one of the first things I do is take a lot of good mineral supplements that I know can help my body, especially after the brain battle I went through. Mm-hmm. Magnesium is one of the best minerals that you can take for a whole bunch of issues in the body. It covers 300 different biochemical reactions inside the body, but it's also linked to a lot of things that happen in the brain. And with what I went through with my cancer battle, I started increasing my magnesium doses and into high amounts, and it has helped me substantially with what I was going through. So there's a lot there with this pH issue for sure.
Oh, for sure. And now the fact that you are so knowledgeable about supplements, it's like a black hole, right? There's no, how can I put it? They put a lot of stuff on the market, but it's not all created equally. So from a consumer standpoint, one, what do you need to look for? I mean, I'm not doing anything from one of these pharmacies and their brand name stuff. I think that's probably not the best choice. But is there a difference? Should you be looking for a specific, like a GMP or some sort of standard that supplement has gone up and above what the baseline is?
That's a good question, and I don't have the easiest answer. And I certainly don't claim to be the expert on every single thing that's going on, because this industry's gotten so big. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of companies out there. But and the GMP doesn't necessarily mean anything. The dietary supplement industry is pretty much as regulated as the pharmaceutical industry. I know the pharmaceutical companies try to badger the nutritional supplement companies sometimes, but the fact is, a lot of these companies have been purchased and taken over by the pharmaceutical companies. For a lot of them, it's just for the money. There were a lot of smaller companies that really went extreme with a lot of good products. But like for minerals, for example, you want things that you're going to put into your body that are going to work the best at the levels they need to work, that are going to get through the stomach, get into the blood, get into the cells, and be utilized. There's a lot of different companies out there. You almost have to do your own research or look for good articles that are written. I don't claim to be the article expert. You know, there's some good companies. Life Extension is a really good company that's down here in Florida that I've read their magazine. I get their paper. There's a lot of good information that comes out of what they teach, and they put out some great products. Those are the kind of things I would do. Do the right research. Find the right products. So like for minerals, for example, there's a company out of Utah called Albion Labs. They've been around, I believe, for like 55 or 60 years. They're one of the oldest companies in the business. But the big thing that separates them is they've actually created minerals that are bonded to an amino acid. And the amino acids, that's what happens when you eat food. Your body breaks your food down to an amino acid, gets into the blood, and the cells take the amino acid in as food source that it uses. And so if you can bond an amino acid to a mineral, that mineral goes into the blood, bonded to an amino, and gets taken into the cells and gets utilized, where a lot of minerals are going to have a lower absorption rate if you don't get the right ones. It's not that they don't all work, but the better ones that like that are ones that are going to do the job that they can do. So that's one angle there with the minerals. There's a lot more I could probably say on that.
Is there any benefit to a capsule versus liquid?
Liquids, if they're done properly, certainly can get into the system faster. A lot of capsules, though, done properly, a lot of people don't like doing the liquids all the time, especially if you're traveling or, you know, you have to take an ounce or two and take it that way. But liquids are very good. I'm a big fan of liquids. I don't know that one over another is better or not better. It really depends on the actual sources that are in those products.
We talked a bit about pH, and I'm going to delve more in the last segment, but I want to get started with it. I mean, the pH is so key, isn't it? Important for absorption. It's important to detoxify. It has so many different, it needs to be in the proper range so the function of the body works. Am I correct? So if you're really acidic, does that inhibit, for example, your ability to detox? Does it set your cells up to die earlier? What's the fallout? Because people, I don't think they really understand how important it is to have a balanced pH, because everything runs on that, in how can I put it? The boundaries of that.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely is important. I wish that a lot of people in the medical establishment would actually wake up and address it. It may not be the exact cause in every single disease, but certainly there's a link to it in a lot of different problems. You can tell with pH imbalance what's going on. I mean, some people you can tell just looking at their tongues. They have a lot of white that gets built up on their tongues. Yes, toxicity comes with it. Our food supply, that's a whole nother show we can do. I mean, we're exposed to more toxins and more poisons than any other nation or people in the history of the world. Everything's got contaminants in it, whether it's our water, our food, our air, you name it. And so what is that doing to people over the long term? It's causing problems. And so when you add on a bad diet that's low, you know, with genetically engineered foods, pesticides sprayed on it, drinking water that's got 200 different chemicals in it, you know, and your pH balance off, you're deficient in minerals, you're deficient in vitamins, you're not taking good herbs and products to take, what's going to happen to the body? It's going to break down. And so, but very few people in the medical system will talk about any of this. What they're doing is not wrong, but they're not merging the two together, which they really should do. You know, most medical doctors, they don't even take any nutritional courses when they're in college. I'm not here to badger anyone. There's a lot of great doctors. I got saved by doctors, but these questions are certainly important. What we're talking about is important. And again, I don't claim to be the expert on any of this, but I see that this is a problem. I've done a lot of research on it. And I looked up Antoine Bichamp, who's an amazing guy who got onto a lot of different things where microbes inside the body were regulated or controlled by things that were happening versus just trying to kill them all. You know, all these things are important. So the more people do their own research, better chance they're going to have. And that's what people really need to do. Hopefully people listening to this program at least would be inspired to go do more research. Find out. Don't just listen to people all the time. Try to do your own research and become an expert at it as well. There's a lot of books and a lot of people out there that teach on these subjects.
I couldn't agree more. And we're going to take our last break, but that's what I want to empower people to do. You have, if you can read, if you can concentrate, sit still for a couple hours and really start this process, you won't want to stop because it gives you so much ammunition, so many choices. Instead of people telling you what to do, you can make your own conscious choices. That's, I think, the first part, the most important part of being for a doctor, that for us, but also for the patient. So let's take our last break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living Solution. We're speaking with Mr. Ciola. And how can people read your what you've written, your blogs? Is there a website they can go to?
I don't have a lot of stories like I had up before. The main site that I have where they can learn more about what we talked about in the beginning of the show, I have a ministry called Crossing Jordan. They can go to crossingjordan.com. I actually have a section on that site called Cancer Warrior. I even linked the site called cancerwarrior.net to that page. If somebody wants to hit cancerwarrior.net, they can go there and they'll see some videos and some of the information that we talked about as far as, you know, your life insurance policy, getting some help if you're going through some troubles like that. I do have a nutritional company as well called Seven Lights Nutrition. It's the number seven and then lights, L-I-G-H-T-S, nutrition. Actually, the website's sevenlightshealth.com. And so there's some info there. I'm trying to actually get a lot more things up. I've struggled with things over the last few years with my cancer battle and everything else. I had problems with my website. I used to have a lot more stories up on the internet. I've got a ton of stories that I've written, but they're not posted on a lot of sites right now, which is frustrating me. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I mean, take it one day at a time. And this is, doing this show is an example of getting the word out. I'm on the site that you talked about, Alkaline versus Acid, Life and Death Hangs in the Balance. That's an article you wrote on July 6th, and people need to check that out on News with Views. And one of the paragraphs, I think it just encapsulates everything. Three main causes of sickness, disease, and premature aging. And you put in acidosis, dehydration, and free radical damage. And those are the things from a cellular standpoint that stress the cells, that make them die early. They don't function at their full capacity and they're not self-healing. And if we could control that, those three things, drinking water, watching what you put in your mouth, then the body naturally will help with the free radical damage, won't it? I mean, this is like something you can just make small changes, it seems, and get a really big bang for your buck.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. Those three things alone are so important. And if you talk to anybody that's going through any health challenges, you'll probably find that they're dealing with all three of those, or at least one of them or two of them. You never really know. But I mean, we're talking about the acidosis. You know, if somebody's diagnosed with cancer, ask them how they've been living, how they've been eating, what they're doing. Are they exercising? What kind of nutrition have they been taking? And you're going to find out that most of them have probably done a lot of things that aren't good. Mm-hmm. Just that's the way it goes. You know, a lot of times you can get away with it for a number of years. But I did stories years ago where they did tests on cats and things like that. And, you know, and they fed cats a certain way. I don't have to start the story in front of me to remember exactly all the details. But each generation died sooner and got sicker. So they've been able to get away with a lot of this, but now people younger and younger and younger are going through a lot more than what people went through 50 years ago or 75 years ago, because we're the offspring of people that started using it, and now we're being more affected by it. They don't run studies on all this stuff. They just put it out there. It's crazy what's going on. You know, I do believe that we should do the best we can to try to take care of our lives. That's a biblical angle. You know, God says he gave us all the herb-bearing seeds, the fruits of the trees. You know, there's all kinds of things that come from nature that we should be doing. And that's what can help people change their lives. Water, hydration. How many people are living on sodas mm-hmm. or fruit drinks or different things that aren't really giving you the right stuff to put into your body to keep you hydrated? You're getting dehydrated or you're getting overloaded with sugar. Or, well, if you don't want the sugar, you can drink all the diet soda that's loaded with aspartame, which is a toxic chemical. Over 92 horrible side effects. This stuff should be pulled from the market, but it's not. You know, it's crazy what's going on. You can't even buy gum anymore that doesn't have aspartame in it.
That's true. And they've managed to put in gum that's, it's not even sugar-free gum. It's in regular gum as well. So it's just like the food industry seems to be completely oblivious to health risks. I mean, even go down to the farming industry, right? The cows used to eat grass. Now they're eating all sorts of GMO grain. What they eat is what we take in as well. So we have to be really mindful of, just because it's cheap or just because it's in the supermarket, doesn't make it good for us to eat. And maybe we need to be a little bit more discerning about what we're putting in our body. Who knows what's going on in the fast food industry? I remember a movie that came out with a guy who was just eating McDonald's every day, and he went from being healthy to being completely ill. That's a cautionary tale. I mean, he left it in his car and it shrunk down, but no fungus grew on it. That can't be food if it just becomes a smaller mini version of itself. I mean, if you think about it, and it's not cheap either anymore. So maybe people need to take a step back. And I think God made an amazing system. This is a system that can withstand all sorts of insults. Imagine living to 80, eating all this crap. Your body's actually pretty good. But it's time for us to actually start helping it. And, you know, you talked about acidosis and movement. You know, the whole system is built so that you can dump waste into your lymphatic system, into your tissues. But if you start eating properly, you start exercising, you start mobilizing all this junk, the body will get rid of it, won't it?
Yes, but it does need help in a lot of cases. You know, I've done different stories and research over the years. The digestive system is very, very connected to everything with the human body. And one of the biggest health challenges that people face in this country and around the world is digestive system disorder. I'm literally talking about 75 to 80% of the population may at particular times have problems. They ran studies. There was a Fox News study that I kept putting on references to. I think they ran it about 5 or 6 years ago. And I think 74% of the people they interviewed all had digestive system disorders. It could be constipation. It could be any other issue, you name it. And it just goes on and on and on. And how many people are putting 2 + 2 together, that what they eat, what they drink, how they're living their lives plays a role. And another big thing, the digestive system controls and works with the immune system.
Yeah.
So if you want to help the immune system, you just can't go take a shot and think, well, that's going to solve all my problems. I can go function ever. Well, your digestive system is linked to your immune system. You need good digestion to function. And if you're eating a lot of fast food, you're not getting enzymes. If you're not taking probiotics, then you don't have good bacteria that's working properly in the digestive system. Everything is connected to the body. So that's extremely important. And yes, so many people are living on fast food. You know, yeah, there's times, you know, you're overly busy, you're running here, you're running there, you know, you're going to stop at Chick-fil-A, you're going to stop someplace and get something. I get that. But living on it, you know, day in and day out, is not good. It's going to be a problem for the most part with people that live like that. You got to try to take care of yourself.
Agreed. And you know, there's another hidden thing that people don't think about. And that's their prescription medication. So when you look at it from a critical standpoint, every drug, in my opinion, is a controlled poison, really. That's why they have dose ranges, et cetera. But it can leach things out of your system, right? So if you take antacid, for example, you know, one of the prescription versions, it leaches magnesium. So you're magnesium deficient. If you take some of the cholesterol medicines, coenzyme Q gets depleted. So you really have to be mindful. I think as physicians too, if you're going to give someone a medication, I think you need to be aware that you need to ask them to supplement instead of taking them down a path where I can foresee people are on medicines to control the side effect of the medication that they're on. And it's just list of meds, but you're not better. I don't understand how people are taking more medicines, but they're sicker. I think that's part and parcel to that problem.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. And again, the sad part is that they're going to put down taking a lot of nutritional supplements. They haven't run any studies on these nutritional supplements and these different drugs. They have no clue how they're all going to work together.
Mm-hmm.
So their response would be that, you know, don't do this. Don't take this. Don't take this. Don't take this. I've gone through it. You know, they ask me when I go through immunotherapy, what are you taking? And I'm not saying everything you're saying is wrong. I know there are some things I shouldn't be taking, but I don't sit there and tell them every single thing that I should be on or what I'm taking, because I don't want somebody to say you shouldn't do that, because I know that minerals, like I talked about, are so important. I take minerals. I try to drink good water that's filtered and doesn't have all the chemicals in it. I try to eat right. I try to exercise. How many people are exercising properly? You know, you get sick and think, well, I can't ever work out again. But you know what? I really think that exercise is important. you don't have to overdo it, but blood flow and different things that can help your body, they're all important. You know, we're not supposed to be just sick, laying on a bed and we can't move and not do anything. You know, I think we should do the best we can on every front to take care of ourselves.
I agree. And I think it starts with faith and, you know, really respecting the temple that God created for us. And that means mind and body to me.
Yeah, that's so true. I actually have a quote in a PH book, which I love. I don't know how many people ever heard it. It's from Thomas Jefferson. If people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls of those who live under tyranny. So people need to wake up. You know, they need to do their own research. Start taking authority over your life and over your health, because that you're going to have the answer. God has the answer. You know, it's in the scriptures. It's not that everything they're doing is wrong, but certainly not everything you're doing is right either. And a lot of problems are happening because of the way things are.
I couldn't agree with you more. And God helps those who help themselves. I think that's a really good truism. And nobody knows your body better than you. And there's nothing wrong with you asking questions and doing your due diligence and having a relationship with your healthcare provider, practitioner, where you can be a partner in your care. They should be your advocate. And it, you know, it comes down to making decisions that are best for you. You did that. And you're here to tell the tale. And, you know, time goes so fast, but I want to make sure people know how they can go to Crossing Jordan, to the website, read articles that you wrote. And I look forward to having you come back anytime you want, but I just want to make sure people can learn how to follow what you're doing.
Yeah, so the crossingjordan.com would be a great site for people to check out. I do have some blogs up there with some of the different articles. I'm going to try to post a lot more up there. I'm going to try to also start making a lot more videos, and I do want to interview more health experts with some of the things like we're talking about here that can input a lot of good information out there to help people for sure.
I want to thank you so much for everything you do, and thank you for joining me today for the show. It was a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, well, it was a blessing to be on the show. I thank you for letting me speak, and I hope some people got some good information here. There's obviously much more we can get into, but that's enough to at least open people's eyes a little bit to help them out.
It's just to whet their appetite. You're welcome to come back anytime.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.